Blandings Castle by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by James Saxon. Chapter 1. The Custody of the Pumpkin. The morning sunshine descended like an amber shower bath on Blandings Castle, lighting up with a heartening glow its ivied walls, its rolling parks, its gardens, outhouses, and messuages, and such of its inhabitants as chanced at the moment to be taking the air. It fell on green lawns and wide terraces, on noble trees and bright flower-beds. It fell on the baggy trousers seat of Angus McAllister, head gardener to the 9th Earl of Emsworth, as he bent with dour Scottish determination to pluck a slug from its reverie beneath the leaf of a lettuce. It fell on the white flannels of the Honourable Freddy Threepwood, Lord Emsworth's second son, hurrying across the water meadows. It also fell on Lord Emsworth himself, and on Beach, his faithful butler. They were standing on the turret above the west wing, the former with his eye to a powerful telescope, the latter holding the hat which he had been sent to fetch.
"Beach," said Lord Emsworth.
"My lord?"
"I've been swindled. This dashed thing doesn't work."
"Your lordship cannot see clearly."
"I can't see at all, dash it. It's all black."
The butler was an observant man.
"Perhaps, if I were to remove the cap at the extremity of the instrument, my lord, more satisfactory results might be obtained."
"Eh? Cap? Is there a cap? So there is. Take it off, Beach."
"Very good, my lord."
"Ah!"
There was satisfaction in Lord Emsworth's voice. He twiddled and adjusted.